This is Apollo Control Houston at 39 hours, 30 minutes ground elapsed time. We presently show Apollo 16 at a distance of 140,597 nautical miles away from the Earth. As you heard, Ken Mattingly has now been given the go-ahead to start his sleep period. This being the case, we will go over and recount the activities that have just taken place regarding the guidance and navigation system. This activity was spurred when Mattingly saw a gimbal lock warning light on board and a no attitude light on board. This was verified by the mission control team here on the ground. The first step taken, the IMU was course aligned to the spacecraft body. When this occurred, this alignment wiped out the roll attitude and reference. The first step, Mattingly was given the go-ahead to unlock the platform with ground procedures, and this allowed the platform to go inertial. Initially, he tried to align the platform with stars. He was unsuccessful with the platform alignment with stars, and this primarily because of the debris around the spacecraft. As a next step, he then used the sun and moon to align the platform and was very successful in this effort. Then the platform was tweaked in its alignment using the stars, and this was possible because the platform alignment with the initial planet reference was good enough to use the auto optics. Here in Mission Control, during this shift, we will be playing the recorded data, and this will be evaluated over the course of the shift. Initially, it appears to be a transient problem. We're at 39 hours, 33 minutes ground elapsed time. We show Apollo 16, 140,686 nautical miles away from the Earth. Velocity now 3,845 feet per second, and this is Apollo Control Houston.